folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Greaser Radio right here on AM 1170. The Answer. I am Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. You have not lived until you've been to Paris Auto Speedway. That is the fastest dirt track in Southern California, I think, anyway. 18700 Lake Paris Road. Just go to parisautospeedway.com. You can find out anything and everything you ever want to know about the track, the schedule, how to get into racing, the rules, regulations, the whole nine yards. So check that out, parisautospeedway.com. Right now we got Jesse Gordon on the line. Hey, Jesse, how you doing, bud?
Hi there. I'm doing doing pretty good.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. So you ran last night, but I understand from Scott that it didn't go as well as you would have liked.
Yeah. I usually like to do better, let's say. But in the figure eight, I got second place. So usually I like to win every time.
Oh,
but,
well, that's not that bad. I thought maybe last
or
something.
Yeah, you made it sound like you didn't finish or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, I at least finished. Did all right, I'd say, because I run three different divisions there. So it's a little chaotic to make all three races in one night. So.
Oh, yeah. Busy.
How many sponsors have you got?
Well, actually, I got my of course, my parents. You know, they're always backing me every chance they can mm-hmm. and support me. And my girlfriend as well. But I've got Davis Trenching Incorporated. They're sponsoring me this second year. They've been sponsoring me. And then also this next race, actually, Amazon is going to sponsor me for this next race.
Sweet. When's the next race?
July 29th, Paris Auto Speedway.
Wow. All right, before we go any farther, explain your car, because Scott said it's a Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
So what did it start life as?
Well, it started life as actually a modified, IMCA modified at Barona. That's where it ran.
Oh.
And I picked up just the chassis down actually in the San Diego area and brought it back up here. And we were actually just planning on just racing in the Democross division. So we basically built the car kind of structurally. It made it stronger because IMCA modifieds really aren't meant to take hard hits.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a lot of different work to it. And then as, you know, we were moving along on the project, we decided, you know, let's try and make all three divisions. You know, why not? We're there. You know, mm-hmm. it's just more fun, you know. And long story short, when we came to making the body, we made these big panels on the upper section, and the way we cut them out was initially was going to be a shark fin, but as we put it on the car, it looked more like a Batmobile, and so we went with that theme.
I bet you're a fan favorite.
I would say so. Definitely the kids have a liking to it. A lot of kids, man. And the reactions on their faces is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, and that's really what it's all about. I mean, that's what racing is. It's entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pure and simple, just entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're there to, you know, of course, have your own selfish fun.
Sure.
But as well, you know, put on a show for the fans and especially the kids, you know, getting them involved in something like this is pretty cool.
Wow. So now do you run this same car in all three divisions?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I run the figure eight trailer race. So I have a trailer hitch and mm-hmm. a trailer that I haul around. And then I also run in the figure eight division, of course, mm-hmm. and then the demo cross, which that one gets pretty brutal. So.
Yeah, I was offered an opportunity. It was too late because I probably would have done it. I wouldn't be talking to you today. But they had cars out at the Del Mar Fairground, and they were looking for drivers to do a destruction derby. So.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'd have done it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like a destruction derby, but there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. There's obstacles and boats and jet skis and everything in the way. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pretty fun event, that's for sure. The fans love it.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. So now you're just really just doing this for fun, or do you have a desire to get into motorsports? Because I think you're also a...
respiratory therapist.
Yeah, respiratory therapist. So is this just more for fun? Is this just more for fun?
Well, you know, my dream, of course, when I was growing up was to be, you know, professional race car driver. But
you and me both.
You know, I, of course, you know, reality has to set in. So
yeah,
I do respiratory therapy, and you know, that helps kind of pay for my hobby that I really enjoy, which is racing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know, like in other words, if somebody walked up to you and said, "Hey, I've got the keys to a Winston West car, would you drive it?" You'd say yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Yeah. You and me both. Yeah. See, I went the route of go-karts because I couldn't even afford a stock, you know, a pure stock. I couldn't even afford that. So I went go-kart racing. So I know where you're coming
from.
That's
pretty intense. Yeah. Go-kart racing.
Well, what I want to do is I want to come to Paris and take the dirt class, you know, on the road course.
Mm-hmm.
For go-karts.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Those are awesome too. They build a whole road course for those off-road go-karts.
Yeah, so. I love road course. I absolutely love road course. So how many guys on your team to be able to? Because do you have to do any modifications to the car for each and every class, or does it fit all three?
Well, yeah. We've got two different sets of tires.
Oh. Okay.
So. Because the figure eight trailer race can get a little hairy, and there's all the obstacles, the things that go on the trailers, nobody really ties them down. So mm-hmm. it's kind of, when they fall off in on the track, and there's mm-hmm. extra debris and obstacles. So it, I run the, these, they're actually like tractor tires almost. They're a little more durable to take any debris and don't get punctures. So. Yeah, I run that in the figure eight trailer and the demo cross.
Yeah, we use down here. I just did the Burn Institute's firefighter demo derby, and there was a couple of guys that were using solid rubber forklift tires.
Right. Yeah, that's actually what they are. Yeah, they're like industrial strength forklift tires.
Yeah, and you never have to worry about getting a flat. It's not going to roll off the rim. Of course, if you run mm-hmm. over somebody, you'd kill them with those tires. Let me tell you.
True.
And they're
that's
not
true.
Light. They're not light. It takes a challenge to get it on the car.
Oh yeah, they were tough to get on the rims when we mounted them. So,
oh,
but yeah, I've got a crew. My dad definitely. Me and him, when we're off of work, we work on the car constantly. And also, my girlfriend definitely has her effort that she puts in and mm-hmm. getting the car ready. And also, her brother also was always there supporting me as well.
Well, you know, and that's really what grassroots racing is. It's just family, family, family. And I offer I offer this to you guys that race at Paris or Barona. I don't care. If you ever want to haul your car down to San Diego and put it and your team and your sponsors, invite them to come too on KUSI TV, I'm more than happy to give you that free of charge.
Oh wow, that's really generous of you. Thank you.
Well, I talk my way into TV. They don't pay me, and I don't charge you. And they love the content because it's KUSI's number one watch morning show, and we really cater to just what you guys are doing. I mean, I had Sarah Moldenhauer down with her alcohol dragster, and she's only 20. Mm-hmm. She's 20 years old. So I try to bring mm-hmm. a lot of kids in. To teach them media, and you know, that's the other reason, you know, that Scott had you call in, because, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. Someday, if you ever do go professional or higher up the ranks, you know, your sponsor is going to expect you to be able to talk about them and talk in an intelligent fashion and, you know, represent mm-hmm. well. And so, yeah, whenever Scott sends me somebody like this, I always know that if you pass Scott scrutiny, then you're a pretty good guy.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, Scott's a really awesome promoter. Definitely, definitely promotes the track and does a great job announcing as well. So
absolutely, yeah. I mean, and I've been around a long, long time, and I've called some races myself. And I will tell you, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, announcer I've ever been, you know, had anything to deal with. And I watch all forms of motorsport, and there's guys on NASCAR that couldn't put a candle to him. I mean, they're terrible compared to the way Scott handles himself and how he covers the races. And it's just, it's good for the entry-level person who's never been to a race before, right up to the person that's been going every single week. Yeah, he has that knack. He surely does.
Right, yeah. That's the tough part with announcing. You got to kind of keep it to introducing to the newcomers, but as well as keeping it on point. So that's the difficult part. But, of all the tracks I've run at, I've raced modified IMCA modifieds back in the past. So, I've run at different tracks, and I'd say Scott's best in the biz.
Yep, totally agree. So how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, so you're still fairly young.
Fairly young.
How long have you been racing?
Actually, I bought my first race car. I was 15 and a half or so, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, we work with
been racing for about 8 years, actually. I took 2 years off to go to college, but after that, got it.
And then you came back to a different form of racing. You didn't come back to the modified. You kind of came back to a more fun side of it, it sounds like, or less expensive.
Well, actually,
anyway.
Last year, I bought another IMCA modified, and I ran modified last year. And then after that, I did this Night of Destruction, just the fan base is growing. It's becoming a really huge deal there. So I kind of want to get involved in that. So that's why I ventured into this realm of different racing. But I also, I bought a modified chassis to do it because I pretty much understand the ins and outs of these cars. So it's kind of best of both worlds.
Sure. Yeah. Cause you don't want to take a Crown Vic and try to do this.
It wouldn't last as long, I don't think, and it wouldn't be as fast.
No, and it wouldn't be as much fun either. Let's just get right down to it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well, and I understand last night was the largest attendance that Paris has ever had.
Yeah, I would say so. I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there. I mean, I was talking to Scott before the race, and I asked him, I was like, what's the maximum capacity? He said, 9,000. So far, we know of that there's going to be over 7,000. But to me, looking in the stands, it looked full, completely full. So there was definitely a lot of people there.
I can't remember if he told me how many showed up, but, I don't think he did. But I know it was just, I think he just said it was the largest. Yeah, just the largest in 22-year history of the track. It was the biggest crowd. So, well, that's good.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully we have something to do with it because we pound the airways every week about Paris Auto Speedway, trying to get people to take a drive up because once they do, I know they'll get hooked.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just actually the same thing for Barona, too. I ran at Barona for the first time this year as well and did the figure eight race there and won that, actually. So
there you go. Yeah, well, they call in just before you. So we got Barona just before you and Paris, because I'm doing everything I can to support the local tracks, even Irwindale and Auto Club Speedway. Whenever I can get one of the tracks to call in, you guys do it on a regular basis, which I love to death. It's great. All right, buddy. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go. But if you definitely want to come to San Diego, bring the race car and bring the crew, just hit Scott up. He'll give you my contact information, and we'll make it happen.
Perfect. Yeah, I appreciate all you're doing. So, hopefully talk to you again.
Hey, if people want to follow you on Facebook, do you have a handle?
Yes, they can follow me at Jesse Gordon Racing. That's my Facebook. You can follow all my racing videos and keep up to date with all the news.
All right. Sounds like a plan, brother. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. This is Racer Radio. When we come back, I've got a really interesting interview from Ford on drifting. Stay tuned.